Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Two separate haul truck accidents occur at Campbell County Mines on the same day. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Campbell County Sheriff's Office responded to two accidents involving haul trucks at different mines in Campbell County on Tuesday, resulting in both drivers being transported to hospitals for medical attention. Under Sheriff Quentin Reynolds said they received the first call at 9:40 a.m. from Wyodak Mine. Mine rescue units, along with sheriff's deputies and EMS, responded to the Mayday call from a pit at the mine. During the event, a 39-year-old man operating a haul truck experienced an undisclosed medical issue, leading to the loss of control over the vehicle. As a result, the truck veered over a berm within the coal pit. He was evaluated on scene and then transported to Campbell County Memorial Hospital for treatment by EMS. Later on that day, another call came in when a 55-year-old woman experienced a medical problem while driving a haul truck at Black Thunder Mine, causing her to overturn the truck onto its side. Reynolds confirmed the mine's rescue team successfully freed the woman from the haul truck, and she was airlifted to Casper for further medical treatment. Both Reynolds and Sheriff Scott Matheny said it was very rare to have more than one accident with haul trucks in the same day. Matheny added that in his 37 years with the sheriff's office, he couldn't recall such an occurrence ever happening before. FTC to delay $25 billion Albertsons-Kroger merger, study says it could hurt market. The Federal Trade Commission wants more time to decide whether it will allow a proposed $25 billion merger between Kroger and Albertsons grocery stores. Cowboy State Daily reported the information is part of docket entries for a lawsuit that's been refiled in California by some of the two stores' shoppers. The docket mentions that the companies and the FTC are talking about moving the deadline for the decision to January 7th. The deadline had been December 15th, but no decision was announced. The deadline kicked in after Kroger filed paperwork certifying to the FTC that it has met all of FTC's antitrust law requirements. Among steps Kroger has taken is to announce the sale of 413 stores to C&S wholesalers to ensure the sector remains competitive. The company has also told the FTC it needs the deal to remain competitive with entities like Walmart and Amazon, which are so large they can dictate prices. Both Kroger and Albertsons have continued to beat profit and sales expectations in earnings calls, however, undercutting their argument in the eyes of critics. The FTC has been tight-lipped about its plans for the deal. Director Lena Kahn, in a recent visit to Colorado to gather public comment on the matter, told participants in the forum that FTC would only try to block the merger if it can be proven that it violates antitrust law. Grocery workers have been among vocal critics of the planned merger, offering anecdotes suggesting the deal will make their labor market much less competitive. An economist out of the University of Utah has recently issued a report that looks at the Albert-Krogerson deal through the lens of a competitive labor market, offering something a little more substantial than anecdotes. The study was supported by unions that have opposed the merger, including the UFCW7, which represents about 750 Wyoming grocery store workers. The paper suggests the merger could harm competition in labor markets, leading to overall reduced wages and working hours, because workers would no longer be able to switch employers for improved working conditions or pay rates in many communities. While the FTC has historically considered mergers based on their effect on consumer prices, the paper suggests it is fair to look at the impact to the labor markets as well. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.